The top stories on ABC News. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has stood by her comments that students with disabilities should be taught separately from mainstream classes. Disability advocates and politicians have slammed Ms. Hanson's comments, saying the hurtful idea would amount to segregation. But Senator Hanson says some teachers and parents have thanked her for highlighting the issue. Up to 100 protesters are rallying outside a Liberal Party function in Melbourne's CBD, where former tennis player Margaret Court was invited to give a speech. She's come under fire for a series of recent comments surrounding homosexuality, including saying she would boycott Qantas for its support of same-sex marriage. Police are monitoring the situation. The Iraqi government says IS militants have blown up the Grand al-Nuri Mosque and its famous leaning minaret in Mosul. The medieval mosque was where the group's leader declared a new Islamic caliphate 3 years ago. Iraq's prime minister says the destruction is an admission by the militants that they're losing the battle for Mosul. And an Australian who escaped from Bali's Kerobokan jail this week is still on the loose. But two of the group of four inmates who tunnelled out of the prison have been found in East Timor. An Indian and Bulgarian man were caught in the capital of Dili this afternoon. The two others, including Australian Sean Davidson, are still on the run.